begin the current daf, Masechet Nedarim daf Ayin Hey. We begin 10 lines down for the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Again, continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnah, which was from the theme of this Perek. The Perek was discussing regarding Halacha of Hafaras Nedarim. Now, specifically, we were speaking about the unique combination of Anar HaMayrasa, which is both Neraviyo Bailu Mafir Nedarahu. Now, the previous Mishnah had a discussion of Machlekes between Lazar and the other Chachamim regarding a Kavachemah that he wanted to make, that if we find by Nar HaMayrasa, that the chasen can be made for the Nedarim of his Kala together with the father, his father-in-law, so Kavachemah regarding a Shemeris Yavim. Where there, as we explained in the previous daf, what is the Kavachemah that he held that if you say by Narusa, it can be made for the Nedarim for sure by a Shemeris Yavim. Now, our Mishnah continues on a similar discussion regarding a different Machlekes Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham, again regarding a Kavachemah in the context of making Hafar. So the Mishnah explains, Ha'imer le'ishtei. Someone tells his wife, a regular wife, Kol ha'nedarim she'teduri mikan. Any neder that you're going to make from here, and that's more geographical what he's saying, because he means to say from the moment that I'm going to leave from here, ad she'avim em ha'kamplani, until I come back from that place, and that's what the Ran explains why I use the word mikan. It doesn't say miyayim zeh from this day, because he doesn't intend to make the, what he's saying over here, the hafaru or the kiyum of her neder that she's going to make from today, rather from the day that he leaves over here. Now, the reason why he doesn't want to make it from now is because he's concerned that maybe in the next few days before he leaves on this trip, she's going to make a neder that he does want, and he wants to maintain that, which, as we explained this on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, regarding the halachic over there by Abba Trappist, so therefore he doesn't say from now, he says from here, meaning from the day that I leave until I come back from my trip. So if he says, Harehin Kayamin, says, look, I'm going to be on this business trip for 3 months. Any nether you can make during those 3 months, I want them to be validated. I want them to be a valid nether. So on that, the opening opinion says, Loy Makum. He hasn't said anything. And the reason is because it's specifically only regarding the next halacha of Hafara, where, meaning everyone agrees, if he says that I want them to be kayim, you cannot validate a nether before it was made. She didn't make it yet. You're saying, when I go away on my trip, you're going to make a neder. I want them to be valid. Everyone agrees it's not. Because it's only when harehen mufarin, if let's say he's saying before he leaves on this trip, from the moment I leave here till I come back, any neder you're going to make, they're void. I'm voiding it, preempting it. On that, Rabbi Eliezer Eimer Mufar. This is where the Machlekes says. Rabbi Eliezer says, as the Mishnah will explain his reasoning for it, because it's based on the Kal Vachomer, on that, Rabbi Eliezer says that he has voided it before she has ever made the neder. Whereas the Chacham argue, and they say, no, Eina Mufar, you can't void a neder before it was made. Now, Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, so I'll explain my opinion. If a regular husband, which is the parish in the Torah, can be made for the nedarim of his wife, meaning once it already has become a prohibition, meaning they're very strong because the neder has already taken effect. He just has this till the day's over to go ahead and be made for the nedarim of his wife, but it already became an isser. It's a real thing. It's a real neder, and still the Torah tells us he can be made for it. So that Rabbi Eliezer says. So the nedarim shle bol chal isser. So isn't the Kal Vachomer that he should be? Do you think he can't be made for a neder if it didn't even become an isser yet, where it's not even such a stringent concept yet? Meaning it didn't even become a neder for sure. If he could beat down a real isser, for sure he could beat it down if it never yet became a neder, and that it could be made for it if it didn't happen yet. Whereas, however, as the Ran explains regarding Hakama, of validating it, they're actually to the contrary. There, we would say that it's only by a neder which she already had made, which took effect, which is already a stringent thing, it's already a substantive thing, that's what the Torah says, that it could be Mekayim the neder. But who would say that it would work even for a neder before it was made, where it's not a significant thing yet, it didn't create an issue yet? That's why even Rabbi Eliezer would agree that he cannot be made kayim the nether before it was made. But regarding Hafar, he says, a Kal Vachomer. If he could negate something that's already there, for sure he should be able to negate it if it wasn't even made yet. Now, Amr Loi, they said to him, you're right, your logic is correct. But Hareyu Oimer, but the Pasuk says, Mamidbar, Isha Yikimeno, the Isha Yifaren. The Torah tells us that the husband, when his wife makes a nether, can either validate it or void it. Now, therefore, the Torah is telling us a hekesh, which says, "Eshabol lechol hekem," a neder that can be validated, which even you agree is only when it takes effect. Then bol lechol hefer, then you could go ahead and void it. But loy bol lechol hekem, But if a neder didn't, cannot be validated yet, which even according to your opinion, as we just illustrated in the Mishnah, meaning a neder that didn't take effect yet, you can't validate it. So therefore, that's the Torah is being makashid, that loy ba'al l'chol hefer, that you cannot go ahead and void it yet. Because even though you're right that there's a kavo chaimah, but still the Torah is telling us that they're compared, the two halachas, and if, like you said, you cannot be mekayimet yet, still the Torah is saying you cannot be made for it yet before it was made. That's machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. Now, Iboilu, that the following question in the underlying principle of Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, regarding that he said that the husband could be made for the nether before the woman even made the nether. So now the question is, do we say that the nether that she will ultimately make, a month into his trip, she makes a nether, oh, I'm done with this, she makes a nether. Now, do we say that meaning after the husband made the hafar, he made a hafar before he left on the trip, and she, a month into the trip, he knows his wife, she made a nether. So the question is, what is the mechanics? Do we say, mechel chalin, the nether takes effect? In other words, his hafara cannot withhold the inception of, that's not what hafara is. Hafara is voiding something. Voiding doesn't prevent something. The nether takes effect, but just they become automatically voided, because that's what hafara does. And he could void before it was made, based on Rabbi Eliezer's kal v'chaimer. Is that the mechanics? Maybe we say that no. Since he was made for it before it was ever made, it preempts, it doesn't even allow it to become and take effect in the first place, and therefore it was never chal. What's the mechanics? So the Gemara wonders, what's the difference? Ultimately, it's the same thing. Either it takes effect and right away it's undone, but that would be a nanosecond. It would never really have any halachic relevance. What's the difference if it's that way or that it never took effect in the first place? So that the Gemara explains, as we continue on to Amud Beis, the relevance would be kagoin de atves achrina bahadin nidra. If somebody else went and was matfis, into her nether, he went and transferred what she had done to himself. For example, she made a nether that she's going to be a nazir, and somebody else went and said, "Vani kamoya, I want to be like her," meaning regards to her naziris. So that's what the Gemara is explaining as follows: I amrit chalan, if you say that her nether, which are what naziris is in that category, took effect, sehavya tfisusa, that would make that his transference of what she did would work for himself, because although you're right, hers are automatically nullified, but still, since it took effect, so he could transfer her nether to himself, because when he says, vani kamaya, that I'm like her, he's going on when she said, hareini nazira, she says, I'm a nazira, and that will take effect. It is halachically significant. So it's regards to that he's saying, I want to be like her, which it could also take effect. It's just that hers would automatically right away fall away, but his will not. So therefore, would we say that it would be a valid tfisa? But if Iyamrit Leichalin, but if we say that it doesn't take effect at all, it preempts it in the first place, so Mashasha. So then there wouldn't be any substance to what she's saying, and therefore there wouldn't be any hatfasa, because there's nothing to grab onto and transfer what she did. She didn't do anything. She can't. She has a glass ceiling preventing her from taking it in the first place. And therefore that's the Gemara's question, what is the halacha? Do we say that it takes effect and right away gets undone, and therefore then he could transfer it to himself and become a nazir? Or do we say that it never gets off the ground in the first place, and therefore when he says, I'm like her, he will not have the halacha of a nazir? Now the Ram points out two interesting and important questions to consider, even in the Gemara's question, and that is, now those who want to ask as follows. Even if you're going to say that her nether takes effect, but then the next second becomes batal, how could he be matfis in such a nether? Even if you go in that option of the Gemara, why is it any different that we learned on the Yud Aleph Amud Beis? Where the Gemara explained in the beginning when it talked about the procedure of hatfasa, of transferring, said if someone has a piece of shlama meat after the blood was thrown on it, meaning when it's already permitted to be eaten, and then someone else is matfis in that piece of meat, where he says that zek is, I want this regular kosher piece of meat to be like this carbon shlama meat, meaning at which was already had its blood thrown on the Mizbeach, where the Gemara's question was, that hatfasa, is that going on the ikr of it, meaning in the davar hanother of the carbon, which would make it this other piece of meat aser, or bidehetera, meaning in its present state, which is that permitted, and that's what he's being matvis, and therefore it would be permitted because you're not being matvis but not but another, And the Gemara's conclusion is the Beterka Matvis, that he's being Matvis in what is right now. So therefore, the question is, so the same thing should apply over here, even if you're saying that her neder is going to take effect, but the next second, right after she's Harin Nazir, it's undone. So when the other person says, I want to be like her, Zeh Kazeh, it's Beheterah, it's in the current state that he's being Matvis. So even if it took effect, but the second later when he says, I'm like her, that's in the present state, which is already undone. So what's the difference if it took effect in the first place? Anzat Duran explains that you could say that it's not comparable. You could say that that case over there by the Basar Shlamim, when you say Zeh Kazeh, is different. And therefore, over there, that yeah, when he says that I want this piece of meat to be like that meat, it's saying in its present state. But here, when she says Hareini Nazira, and he's matfis in what she did, and he says Va'ani, me too, and that is, it sounds like, what do I want to be like? Not like her, I'm not a woman. That's not what he's trying to say. It's not like the meat is like that meat, which that would be in its current state. He was saying, I want to be me too regards to the words that she said, which are in Nazira, which that took effect, and therefore when he would say Va'ani, it would be in the words which would be in the Ikar Naziris, which it took effect, and therefore the Gemara has a good question, a valid question, that it would take effect and it would be a Nazir, as it's, one could see a proof from this later on in the sugya regarding Naziris. Now, however, the Ran brings a second question on this. He says, okay, fine, we just answered the first question. Even, however, if you're going to say that her neder took effect, and therefore he could do hatfasa in her neder, and therefore then he would also have the neder of Naziris, but still they ask, what's the difference? And the reason why is because since in the thing that you're matfis, once that neder falls away, the second one who's being matfis, and that also falls away, because that's the primary halacha of hatfasa, which the main sugya is brought in Nazir da'achaf and abeis, where it says, someone says, I'm a Nazir. And the other one hears him and says, Va'ani, and I'm also Nazir, so they're all Nazirin. But there the halacha is brought. If the first one, who was the first one to take the Naziris, has his neder of Naziris matter, undone, all of them fall away, because they're all one after the other. And this is what we learned previously in the Chavav Meralf and Samachvav Meralf, where if Tol and Zebezeh, if each neder is says, one person takes a neder and he says, I want to be like him, and he says, I want to be like him, and so on, chaining a link. So the halacha was brought that of Hutra Rishon, Hutra Kulon. So even if you say that this man who says he wants to be like her, which was her Naziris, which took effect, and therefore his will take effect, but if you say that hers will be batal, so therefore all these subsequent ones that are tied into her will also be batal anyway, so what's the significance? So that Duran says that's not a difficulty. Because we didn't say this halacha of if the first one is mutter, then all the rest become mutter too. That's only by the halacha of hataras nedarm, which is when the chacham is matter the ned. And the reason for that is because the mechanics of hataras nedarm of a chacham uproots it like it was never a neder in the first place. So if the first one wasn't a neder, so retroactively it was revealed that there's no neder, so the second one that was matfis in that one will also have been matfis in something that wasn't a neder, which is not a valid hatfas. But here we're talking about the context of a husband. When a husband does hafaras nedarm, that doesn't retroactively revoke it. It's only from here on. So even if the first one becomes permitted, the other one still remains in the Isser because the Hatfasa was in the primary Isser, which was never undone. So even if you say that the husband's Hafara, if it's only going to work subsequent to the effect of the Neder, the next second is Batal, that will not invalidate the second one who is Matvis and hers if it took effect. Because since he gets it in the primary of the neder, it's not like they all fall away. That's only about Hataras Nadam, which says that there was never a neder here. But Hafara says there is a neder, just from here on out, it's not going to be. Therefore, again, it makes sense that, as the Gemara is asking, these two options of, do we say that it never takes effect? And if it never takes effect, then there's no Hatfasa here? Or do we say that, no, it takes effect? And if it takes effect, as we just explained the Ran, to answer those two questions, he'll be able to be matfis in the primacy of her words that she's saying, that she's a Nazir, even though hers goes away, but his would remain. So that's the question, what would be the halacha regarding this other person's atfas? So the Gemara says, Toshima, let's bring a raya from our Mishnah. Amr Eliezer, he said in the Mishnah, the source of his halacha was a Kal Vachayim, he says, Imhaf in the Dharm, Shebo Lichlal Isser, he said that if a regular husband could be made for in the Dharm of his wife, which is the parasha written in the Torah, when it already became a substantive thing, it's a real neder, it's a real dva iser, and still he could void it. So Yafin the Darm Shlebol Chal Isla. So his Kavuchem it was. So what do you mean? So can't don't. So you think he can't be made for something that didn't become a neder yet? Of course he could, and therefore that was the source of his Kavuchem. And you could make for a neder before it was made. Now, but one thing the Gemara says is Shma Meino Loichal. But you could prove from Rabbi Eliezer that, because we asked this question of Rabbi Eliezer, that it obviously doesn't take effect in the first place. And hence, if someone was matfis, it wouldn't be a nazirus for them either. Now, the Ran explains that what seemingly this, although the wording of the Mishnah doesn't seem to indicate any proof either way that it's taking effect but being batal or not taking effect in the first place, he explains as follows what the Gemara's source from Rabbi Eliezer's statement in the Mishnah is to answer that it doesn't take effect in the first place is because if you say that it didn't take effect at all, so on that you would understand the Kal V'chomer that Rabbi Eliezer is saying. In other words, the Kal V'chomer would be that if a husband can be made from the Darm that already took effect, so Kol Shekein Nidik Ma'akiv, that it should never take effect in the first place. Because what the Gemara is saying is, but if you said that Rabbi Eliezer's understanding is that it takes effect, and but then it becomes batal, so what would be the Kal V'chomer? Since it takes effect, so it's Bo L'chlal Isser, so essentially the husband's doing the same thing that every husband does once it becomes an Isser. It's when the Isser comes in the existence, it becomes a Dvar Isser, then he's being made for it. So therefore, that was what the Gemara is assuming to be arrived from the Mishnah. Obviously, that his Kal V'chomer is that it doesn't take effect in the first place. And that's what you would need a Kal V'chomer for, to say that if it didn't even take effect yet, so then you could say that he could prevent it. And that's a Kal V'chomer because even when it becomes something, he could be made for sure that it should never come. But if it was told him that it's chal and then it becomes batal, even though he's doing it before it's ever made, then that wouldn't be a Kal V'chomer, because then it would be the same thing as every husband does, which is that it first takes effect and then he's made for it. To which the Gemara responds that no, Mikatani She'enun Boin, does our Mishnah say that it doesn't come? In other words, the Gemara is responding actually to the contrary. If it was like you're trying to prove that the neder of the woman is actually never going to take effect because the husband was made for it before she even made the neder, then the Tana of the Mishnah should have said, she'ein bo'in, that they don't come. In other words, which that terminology would have said, that his hafar withholds that it will never come into existence, this neder. But it doesn't say that. Rather, shaloi bo'u katani. It says that they didn't come yet, which that sounds like adayin loi bo, that the neder didn't come yet, but that it ultimately will come. It's just she didn't make the neder yet. So therefore, obviously, the time of the Mishnah holds to the contrary, that they do take effect, and only then will they be batal. So the Ran says, so what is the Kal V'chomer then? Because the Gemara's assumption, as the Ran had explained, was that obviously it doesn't take effect, and therefore that's the Kal V'chomer. Because if it's going to take effect, so he's really no different than any other husband, and that the Ran explains that, according to the way the Gemara is answering, that no, we could say it does take effect, and it's only then that his preempted hafar takes effect in mevatlit, is as follows. And that is, if we say that hafar can mevatl a neder, like a regular woman that makes a neder and the husband hears about it and then he's made for it when it already had become an isser of a neder, and there was no hafar already with it when she made the neder, so kol shekein that he made for a neder, which the words in the Ran is shenol du bemuman imahim, which that's a term borrowed from like the halacha of Bechayr, which is already born with its blemish, which meaning because the Baal was already made for it before she even made the neder. So you're right. Although it has to first take effect, and then the bittel, but it's still a Kal V'chomer that of course it could be mevatel, a neder, which even before she made it, it's already blemished already. It's already not a full-fledged Isser, because the Baal was already made for it. Kol Shekein, Kal V'chomer that it could be made for such a neder from before, which is already worse, because if he could do it when there's already a substantive thing, and still he can be made for it for sure when it's not even going to be substantive because he already was made for it before she ever made the nether. So the Gemara doesn't have a raya, because we said you can interpret the Mishnah either way. So Tashma, the Gemara says, let's bring a raya from the Braisa. Amar lahen Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer responded to the Chacham who were disputing him in this halacha. He said as follows, a different Kal V'chomer. He was coming from a different angle to prove his point that a husband can be made for the neder of a woman before she ever made it. Because he said, if the husband himself, a person himself, cannot be made for his own nedarim once they made it, as the Pasuk says, a person cannot cannot nullify his own words. It's only like the halacha says, but achim could be meichotim. Someone else, he could go to the chacham who could be matter his neder, but the person himself, once he makes a neder, cannot undo his own neder. Yet, meifa nidri atzme atzle yidar, but he could nullify his own nedarim before he made the neder. And this is what we learned previously in the Chav Gimel Beis, where the Gemara says, which this is the source for Kol Nidre, someone wants that his nedarim should not be valid throughout the year. What he does is he gets up in the beginning of the year and he says, all nedarim that I'm going to end up saying should be batal. So you can't be made for your own once you make it, but before it, you could be made for your own nedarim. So therefore, Zok Rebbe Eliezer, Kavu Chaimah, Makim Shemefer Nidre Ishtim Mishatidr. So if regarding one's own wife, where even once she makes a neder, which is what it says in the Torah, B'yam Shama, he can be made for her neder. So ain't it din, isn't it a kavachimer to say, Sheyaf Nidri Ishtay Achalay Tidr, that he can be made for nedarim before she made it? Because if we find by the person himself, where you cannot do it once it's made, and you could do it before it's made, so for sure by a woman where you could do it even once it's made, for sure you could do it even before it's made. So on that, the Gemara says, so that was Rebbe Eliezer's taina to the Chacham to prove his halacha. Now, to answer our question regarding the mechanics of how Rebbe Eliezer's opinion is it that it never takes effect when the husband does a preemptive hafar, or it does, but it's right away batal? So the Gemara proves, my lav the ishtoi dum yedilei. It sounds like from Rebbe Eliezer's comparison to the person himself, to the wife, that we're saying that it has exactly that same parallel. That just like how a person is matur his own nedarim, which we say mahu d'loy chaylin, just like a person himself, when he's mefer his own nedar, which as we explained what a person does with kol nidre, essentially on some level, is that they shouldn't take effect in the first place. So and that is where Eliezer is coming to make a kavachimer to when a person's mefer in the dharm of a wife, is saying the same thing, which is just like the person himself, when he preemptively does it, it never takes effect. So too, that regarding the reason being, because if it did take effect, the person's own neder, then he would actually need a hataras chacham. So obviously it's that when he preempts it, it never takes effect in the first place. So af ishtay nami d'loy chaylin, so obviously that's the comparison that he's drawing, where that by the woman also, when you do a preemptive afar, it's that it never takes effect in the first place. So the Gemara says, loy, no, it's no raya. Hakad isa, v'hakad isa. We actually could say that although Rebbe Eliezer is learning kal v'chaymah, from when a person makes his own neder, to when a person comes to the nedarim of his wife, it's not that it's totally comparing the two. By him, you're right, when he does a preemptive hafara, it's that it doesn't take effect in the first place. But by the wife, it does take effect. And still, that's a kal v'chaymer that he's learning it regarding to the, at least the halachic concept that you could do a preemptive hafara. But that's what the Ran struggles with. And he says, why? That should be learned out from the kal v'chaymer of himself. That we should say that the nedarim of a wife, when it's preempted, should not take effect, just like by himself, that when he preempts his own nedarim, it does not take effect. Why isn't that included in the kal v'chaymer? Snat the Ran says that you can't learn that in the kal v'chaymer. The reason being is because they're based on fundamentally different principles when he's made for his own neder and when he's made for his wife's neder, but still that won't contradict to be able to learn that the kal v'chaymer that you could do a preemptive afar, as the Ran explains. Says that the person's own neder, the reason being is that when the person makes a condition before, and let's say on the Rosh Hashanah you get up, and our meaning is by Yom Kippur, you'd say Kol Nidre, but you get up in the beginning of the year and you say that whatever I'm going to make this year should be batal, shouldn't take effect. Now, so essentially what happens is that sometime during the year, the person gets up and makes a neder. It's because he forgot, obviously he made it in the beginning of the year, doesn't want a neder. I mean, he forgot when he's about to make a neder that he had made that condition in the beginning of the year. So the reason why it doesn't take effect is because it's called a neder betois. It's a mistaken neder, which that's one of the halachas where it doesn't take effect. You don't even have to be matter that. It was an error. Now, however, that stands in contrast to the woman, his wife's neder. Well, you can't say that because she didn't make a mistake when she took a neder. The ability to be preemptively be mefer or to be mefer is not based on its mistake. So therefore, since they're based on different principles, you can't say to make a kal v'chaymer that when his doesn't take effect, his is not taking effect because it's a tayis meikara. Hers not taking effect is not based on the principle because it's a mistake. It's because he has the rights to be made for that, and therefore the kal v'chaymer wouldn't prove anything regarding hers not taking effect. Maybe it takes effect, but then the next second it becomes batal. Now, however, that still doesn't contradict the ability of learning out the kal v'chaymer regarding that he could preempt a hafara, like just like by himself, so too for his wife. And that is because for that there's a Kal V'chomer. And the reason is, as the Ran explains, is because by the person himself, when he makes a condition, let's say on Rosh Hashanah, that the Nedarim he's going to make should be batal. Now, although that essentially he cannot do that after he made the Neder, as we explained. Now, every Neder that a person makes, when it becomes permitted with a Pesach, essentially is because it's a Neder Tois. In other words, as the Ran says, because what's the difference if he knew about this when he made the condition initially that it should not be a Neder, or that when he comes to the Chacham and he finds out that had I known about this, I would not have wanted to take a Neder. Either way, it's the same idea where there was a Neder Batois, it was a mistake in what you made. Now, so on that is what the Ran says. So what are you going to say? That although in this type of situation where he made a Tanai, that is only something that it works before he made the Neder. Because even when he ultimately is matter the Neder, let's say through Chacham, it's still working on the same principle of Tois. But that's not something that works for himself to be matter the Neder once he makes a Neder. Now, but still we see that if he went and did that before he made the Neder, he could permit it for himself. Now that's the underlying principle from a husband to a wife, where therefore you definitely should be able to say the same thing, where if by a wife he could be made for it even after she made the Neder, where again it's the same principle, and this is what the Ran's trying to explain, that it's not revoking it from the beginning, from an inception. Still, you could be made for it before it was made, that it should take effect, because the Ran's trying to explain in how the Gemara is trying to explain right now, that it's not exactly how the husband is, that it doesn't take effect in the first place, that it should take effect, meaning that it's not oikurit meikaroi, but still it's going to be batal. And therefore, that's essentially the same thing that the Gemara is saying, but the primary thing that the Gemara is coming to address is that hakad isa v'hakad isa, it's not necessarily comparable. And the Ran's just going through the details of how to understand that. How's it possible then if they're different, then you learn the Kal V'chomer, and that the Ran went through that explanation, how that's possible. But the primary idea is that the husband can be made for it preemptive, so too the wife is preemptive, but it doesn't mean it's necessarily the same way. But the husband doesn't take effect in the first place, but the wife, it takes effect, but the next second it becomes batal again because they're based on different principles. But the husband is based on the Neder B'tois, and therefore that means to say it never really took effect. But again, as the Ran explained, but it doesn't mean that it's oikrit meikarai. So therefore, you could learn out a Kal V'chomer to the woman, which is essentially the same thing, that you could say that it does take effect, but it will be batal the next second because of his preemptive hafar. So the Gemara continues trying to bring a raya to this question about Rabbi Eliezer. How do we understand his opinion? Is it that it never takes effect, or that it takes effect the next second it becomes batal when the husband did a preemptive hafar? So the Gemara says, Toshma, let's bring a raya from the following braisa. Amr Leila Rabbi Eliezer, again, continuing on this dialogue, they said to Rabbi Eliezer, to disprove his premise, which was of his Kal V'chomer, that if you can do something once it's made, for sure you could preempt it. And they said as follows, no, because Umam Mikvah, regards to what we find by the ritual bath, the mikvah, that although Shemala Esa Tamei Mitumasan, although when you put something Tamei in the mikvah, it elevates it from its Tamei status to a Tahara status, it purifies it, but still, Ein Matzal Al Tahari Milatame, it does not save something that's Tahar from becoming Tamei in the first place, which disproves your logic of your Kal V'chomer, because that's like what we darshan elsewhere. It says in the Pasuk, V'negeib Nevlosim Yitma, whoever touches the carcass, the dead body, which is an Avela, and transmits Tuma, Hill says, even if the thing that's touching it is in the water, in the mikveh itself. Now, that contradicts your logic, because you said if it could be mitarated once it's Tamei, for sure it could stop it from becoming Tamei, and that's not true. Because here you see clearly that even you agree to the halacha, that although it could be mitarated, but it does not prevent it from becoming Tamei. And moreover, a second point, which the Ran discusses, why was this necessary to add on the second point, but it's even the other way around will disprove your logic. Adam, so therefore the same thing regarding the halachas of Tumah Tahara, but the other way around. So therefore, Adam Shein Ma'aleh Satameh Mutumasan, regarding a person that does not elevate something Tumah from its Tumah status. In other words, let's say if a Tahar person swallows a Tumah ring, he's not like a mikvah, although it went into him and he spits it out or it comes out of his body, it's still going to be Tumah. So Ein Adin, so isn't it a Kal V'chomer who shelo yatzel al tarim lo tame, that he should not save something tahar from becoming tame. In other words, if he would swallow a tahar ring, and then he would go into a oil ames, which is a tent where there's a corpse in it, where it transmits tuma to anything under the, in the same tent, that the kavo chema would seemingly say, which is the premise that you go on, meaning from the after the fact to the before the fact, that he should not save the ring from becoming tame. That's what I would be based on your logic. However, the halacha is actually not like that. Actually, the person, although he would not be malik from its tumah, he could be matzlit from its tumah ever happening in the first place. Because that's the halacha known as tahar, when something is balua, when it's swallowed in the person, it actually does not contract tumah, as the Gemara says, Masechtas Chulin, daf ayin aleph from a base. So what we see from these two halachas of tumah tahara is obviously that your kavo chema is incorrect. And that is, from the fact that something is in its halacha, once it already took effect, has no bearing necessarily regarding before it took effect. Because they have different halachas, and that's not based on the premise of kavo chema. Because as we find over here, two halachas that contradict your premise, where after the fact it's one way, and we don't say for sure beforehand, with regards to the mikveh, if it makes it tar, for sure it should prevent from becoming tameh. Not true. So to regard to the person, where it does not elevate it after it became tameh, for sure can't prevent it, and it's not true. It could prevent it. So therefore, they say to Rebbe Eliezer, hero, so even though you're right, the husband could be mikveh in the dorm once it became usur, it is not necessarily based on the principle of kavo chema to say that he could be mikveh before it becomes a dvar isur. That's what the Chacham responds to Rebbe Eliezer. Now that the Gemara says, Shema mino loy chaylin. What we could prove from the Chacham's response to Rebbe Eliezer, obviously because they were using his own taina to show him that he's incorrect, obviously Rebbe Eliezer's kavo chemer was that obviously is that when the husband preempts his afar, is that the wife's neder never takes effect in the first place. Because what was their proof? They said, mikveh yechiyach. Mikveh will disprove that it doesn't save. Now obviously based on Rebbe Eliezer's kavo chemer was that it should be fitting, based on this kavo chema, that the mikveh would save. What does it mean, save? That the thing that's being immersed in the mikveh would never become tummy in the first place. In other words, what Rebbe Eliezer was trying to say, just like the husband would prevent the neder of his wife from ever taking effect, because that's the parallel they're drawing by saying, no, we see from mikveh not like that. What do we see not? That it will not prevent it from becoming tummy. Oh, obviously, is that Rebbe Eliezer wanted to say that the kavo chema would tell us that it would never take effect in the first place. And that the Gemara says, as we continue to the top of Ayin Vav Mar Aleph, Eima Seifa. But look at the end of that Braisa. The end of the Braisa says that Amru Lo Yil Rebbe Eliezer, that Rabbanan had another question, Rebbe Eliezer. Based on your Kavo Chemer, how do we understand the following inference? And that is because, Imatvilin Kli Tame Li Tahar. The halacha is, they were asking him, based on your Kavo Chemer, if we immerse a Tame Kli in the mikvah, by immersing in the mikveh becomes tar, so yatfilu kli likashi tami litar. So based on your logic, you should be able to take a pure kli, immerse it in the mikveh, that it never becomes tummy in the first place. Now, you yourself agree that there's no such a halacha. Obviously, even if you put a kli in the mikveh, once it comes out, it could contract tumah, so obviously your kavachimah is incorrect, because you see, although even if it could be mitarit later, it does not prevent it in the beginning. Now, by that the Gemara says, Shema Mino Chaylin. Obviously from the fact that they told him that, but when it's going to become Tamei, it should be Tahar, obviously is that Rebbe Eliezer's Kavo Chemer was that it takes effect. It's just that once it takes effect, it should then right away become Batal. The reason being is because if not, if it doesn't take effect, they shouldn't have told him that based on your principle, you should be allowed to be immersing a Tahar Kli so that when it becomes tummy, it should be automatically tar. They should have said, no, you should put a kli in the mikvah that it's like Teflon, that it never becomes tummy in the first place. But that's not the words that they said. They said that you should be able to immerse it now so that when it becomes tummy, it automatically becomes tar because you preempted it. So obviously you see that it does take effect. It's just that it becomes bottle right away, which is what Rebbe Eliezer's kavo chema is, which they want to disprove even that halacha. So therefore the Gemara says, Amri, the B'nai Yeshiva, who were discussing this braisa to see if we could prove the question regarding the mechanics of Rebbe Eliezer's halacha, if that it doesn't take effect, or that it takes effect, but it automatically becomes batal, that you're right, from this braisa, you obviously can't resolve the question, because obviously, Rabbanu lo kaima lohin b'taima de Rebbe Eliezer. It's actually that the Rabbana, the Chacham, who were disputing Rabbi Eliezer, they didn't understand what was the fundamental principle of Rabbi Eliezer. And the Hachi Kamerle, and this is what they were telling him. They asked him two questions. And these two questions were, in regards to their Safik, my Svirlach, they said, what is it that you hold? If it is that you hold, which this was actually their question, they didn't know this point. If it that it takes effect, you're trying to say when you're preempting the afar, that when the woman will make the neder, it will take effect, but then it will automatically become batal. On that, which is the second question they asked him, tavak klei to yuftach, well then let the halacha of a utensil refute you. Where although that once it becomes tummy and you immerse it, it becomes tar, but even if you immerse it now when it's tar, when it ultimately will become tummy, it will not automatically become tar. And Eloi Svirlach Dechayin, if you don't hold that it takes effect, I mean like the other option in the question that we had asked, that it doesn't take effect in the first place, on that to have a mikvah to yuftach. And that's what their first question was saying. That will refute you too, where if you're trying to say that it never takes effect in the first place, but we find by the halacha of mikvah that that's not a kal v'chomer. Where although when you take somebody's tummy and put it into the mikvah, it's going to make it tahar, but if you have a tahar thing already in the mikvah, and the nevela is touching it, it will not prevent it from becoming tummy. It will become tummy even in the mikvah. So again, the Gemara says there's no answer to the question that we asked, and that's actually the same suffix that in this brace of the Rabban who was disputing Rabbi Eliezer didn't know, was it that it never takes effect, or that it takes effect and becomes batal. In either one of those options, they said we could refute you on either halacha of kli or the halacha of mikvah.